Let's go into the word. Let's agree in prayer. Thank you, Father, for your spirit that you so richly given unto us upon your resurrection. Our hearts are full with thanksgiving. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask and receive that there's clarity as the truth of God's word is taught. Truth of God's word is taught with accuracy, with precision. There is no confusion in this atmosphere. Our hearts are receptive to receive the word. And at the end of today's meeting as saints, we are edified and Christ alone is. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter what? 3, right? In this series of salvation, we're trying to explain salvation as God's plan from time. We're trying to see what God says about salvation from the beginning. Bible says, Paul to Timothy, he says, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Now, and that from a child there implies from when you began as a saint, right? We've cleared that, right? Yeah, not about when your mother gave birth to you. From a child, when you began as a saint, you've known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise. The word there wise is the word skillful unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. So it means that the theme of scriptures is what? Salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scriptures in verse 16 are given by inspiration of God. They are profitable. That's the word there, advantageous. Yeah? Profitable for doctrine. The word there, doctrine, is teaching. It says for reproof. The word there, reproof, is assurance. Yeah? It now says for correction, to rectify or to straighten up. It now says for training in righteousness. So our training material as believers is the word. Hallelujah. Look at Luke's Gospel 24, verse 24. Certain of them went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the woman had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophet hath spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things that ye see, and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So it means that Jesus took them to Genesis, to Malachi, to explain himself from those books. Let me ask you a question. When Paul says all scriptures are given by inspiration, does that include 2 Timothy? No. Does that include 2 Timothy? No. So it has to be Genesis to Malachi. Because at the time, Paul was just writing a letter to Timothy. You know why it's called 2 Timothy? It is the second letter Paul wrote to Timothy. So when he says all scriptures, it cannot be Genesis to Revelation. It is Genesis to Malachi. And what did Paul say about Genesis to Malachi? To make thee wise regarding salvation. So it means that with only Genesis to Malachi, you can teach salvation. Even though we have an expo in Galatians, Ephesians, Romans, Corinthians. Look at what Jesus says. Beginning at Moses, that means beginning at the writings of Moses and the prophets. Does that include Romans? Does that include Romans? Galatians? Ephesians? So beginning at Moses and the prophet, is that Ezekiel? Yes. Isaiah? Yes. Nahum? Yes. Habakkuk? Yes. What did Jesus do from those books? He explained himself. The word he expounded means to, is the Greek word diamanion. It means to explain across or explain through. So he explained through the scriptures things concerning himself. What did Paul tell Timothy those things would be? Salvation. Are we here? Let me ask you a question. If Jesus says he explains himself from scriptures, yeah, what would that mean to me? To mean that Genesis to Malachi will explain Jesus as the Savior. Are we together? What did Paul say? Scriptures are to make thee wise unto what? Salvation. So it means that you must carefully go back to scriptures to see what the writers of scriptures did write about. Look at John 1:45. Philip finds Nathanael and says unto him, behold, he whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth. You see the consistency? They wrote about Jesus. They wrote about Jesus. So it means that you must go back to see how they wrote about Jesus. Acts 26:22. Having obtained the help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying no other thing that the prophet and Moses did say should come. Are we together? Yeah, what did they say should come? Look at verse 23. That Christ should suffer and he should be the first to rise. Same thing. Same thing. Same thing. So we must go back to the writings of Moses and the prophets to see how they wrote. Now, remember this. This is track 23 or 24 in this series. And we've explained introductorily that, you know, the writers of scriptures did not write to you. Are we together? Paul wasn't written, Paul did not write Ephesians, or Ephesians wasn't written to you. Are you from Ephesus? Paul did not write 2 Timothy to you. He wrote it to Timothy, but for you. Are we together? Let me say it this way. When Moses wrote the book of Genesis to Deuteronomy, he didn't have you in mind. He was writing to a people. But we are to go back to what he wrote to them, and we sit where they sat to see what they saw. Imagine your kids, your grandkids, 100 years or 50 years from now, pick your email chat. Maybe both of us are chatting. And you now said to me and said, my guy, that bros is very good in Yahoo. If we join him, we go hammer soon. Imagine your child at age, maybe 50 years from now, add that to your age, maybe at 80, right? And your child now picks your email address and or your WhatsApp chat and now sees it, my guy. And the guy starts dissecting. The word there, Yahoo, is an internet surface that supplies information. The word there, the word that speaks about that which you use to nail a nail inside. So my guy, my bros, yeah, what he was talking about is that on the internet surface, you will use hammer and nail. You see? Can you see how wise he is? How do you expect him to understand your chat today? He needs to sit where you are sitting. Then you understand, oh, Yahoo means Yahoo, Yahoo, or Yahoo, Yahoo, or Yahoo Plus, or what you call 419. Right? And to hammer has nothing to do with carpentry job. The same way he needs to sit where you are sitting today is the same way you need to sit where Moses' audience sat. He didn't write to you. Now, let's backtrack. We went back to Genesis chapter 1, and we said, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Firstly, we said that it wasn't talking about the sky and where you are. Have we cleared that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We also explained that heaven and earth was Moses' way of communicating the new creation, which is what you call heavenly Jerusalem. Heavenly Jerusalem. Jerusalem is a place on earth used to represent what? The earthly part of heavenly Jerusalem. Are we together? The earth was without form and void. It speaks about what? Darkness was upon the face of the deep, which is about what? Darkness in the hearts of men. What is the solution to darkness in the hearts of men? Let there be light. So Paul now tells us in 2 Corinthians 4 verse 3, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, whom the God of this world have blinded their hearts, lest the light of the glorious gospel, who is the image of Christ, should shine in their hearts. Are we together? Where is Paul teaching from? Genesis chapter 1. Remember, all the prophets, or rather, all the apostles, including Jesus, their Bible was Genesis to Malachi. Are we here? Their Bible wasn't Genesis to Revelation. It was Genesis to Malachi. All that Jesus taught from was Genesis to Malachi. Are we together? Are we together? So, it means that when you go back to Genesis, you will see what the writers were really talking about. Carefully settle down to read it. Are we together? Are we here? Have you gone home? Not yet.
Don't worry.
It means more. So it means that you need to carefully sit where they sat to see what they saw. So when Moses now says God created man in his own image, it wasn't you and I, right? Have we explained that?
Yes,
we explained that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. The image of God is not man. That is you. Yeah. The image of God is Christ. 2 Corinthians 4 tells us, light of the glorious gospel, who is the image of Christ? Colossians 1:14, yeah, who has redeemed us from wrath? Who has redeemed us by his blood? That even in him we have redemption by through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Yeah, who is the image of the invisible God? Hebrews 1:2-3 shows us that Christ is the express image of God. So God said, let us make man in our own image. It's not you. This is not how God looks like. So God created man in his image. What does that mean? The image of God is Christ. He now Genesis 1:27. Quickly. Genesis 1:27. God created man in his own image. Right? The word their image is the Hebrew word selem. And it speaks about a physical representation of the unseen. Right? So when the Israelites would hear Moses say selem, they knew what he meant. Are we together? So, you see, Moses says, God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. There's a male. Are we here? There's a female. There's no shame. So in him, male, female. This is him, this is male. Is him not male? So it means that this male cannot be this him. Did you get that? Him and male are two different entities. So in created he him, male and female, created he them. Who is the him? Christ. So Christ, in Christ we have male and female. So God's plan from time was, we don't identify people based on their gender. That's why Paul now tells in Galatians 3, there's neither male nor female in Christ, for we are all one in Christ. Are we together? So in Christ, if the world can understand the teaching of Christ and the church, there's no need to be famzing feminism. There's no need to be loud about feminism, because really, every man will understand that every gender matters. If the world, that's why we say the solution to the man, to mankind's problem is the gospel of our Lord and Savior. If mankind understands the gospel, no need for Black Lives Movement. Is Black Lives Movement, what do you call it? Orange Lives Movement, or what? Matter. Yeah? There's no need for BLM. Because you understand that in Christ there's neither male, no female, no Jew, no Greek. No tall, no short. Why are you tall? Why are you short? He's from, check, ask your father. So when he now says in chapter verse 28, he now says, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful. Have we done a teaching on that? Yes, yeah. Be fruitful. There is no saying, go and be sleeping with yourself and be giving birth to children. No. Be fruitful there speaks about replenishing the kingdom of the image of God, which is what preaching the gospel. Yeah. So be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. What does replenish the earth mean? It means to fill the earth. The word there, replenish, is to fill the earth. Yeah, Habakkuk now tells you, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters covers the sea. So how will the earth be filled? The earth will be filled when God's men, that is by preaching the gospel. Matthew 28, and he came and said unto them, all power, that is the word authority is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore into the world and preach the gospel. That means, go ye therefore and be fruitful and multiply. Are we here? Are we going home? Yes. Now, we went to Genesis chapter 2, when it says, Adam fell into a deep sleep. Right? And we said, before you go there, look at John chapter 5. John 5:45. Do not think I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. Look at verse 46. For let's read verse 46 together. 1, 2, 3, go. Look at verse 47. If you believe, 1, 2, 3, go. Not just writings. How shall you believe my word? What is Jesus saying? There is nothing I'm teaching that is not from the writings of Moses and the prophets. Why did he mention Moses particularly here? Because he's speaking particularly about Moses rather in this conversation. So when he says ye search the scriptures, he's talking about the writings of Moses. Altogether. So it means that in Moses' writing, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, you will see what? Jesus being explained there. Are we together? Let there be light. Light of the glorious gospel of Christ. God created man in his image. The image is the person of Christ. So Adam fell into a deep sleep. Ephesians now tells you what? Adam is Christ. Are you together? Eve is the church. So what is the deep sleep of Adam? Christ died. Are we together? Then God removed the rib. Is that true? Is that true? God removed the rib. What is the rib? The woman. What is the woman? The church. So that's why Paul now tells us we are members of his body. What does that mean? It is the tearing up of Jesus that brought about the rib, which is the church. Moses wasn't teaching how to find the rib of your rib. Dear saints, there is no rib of anybody's rib. And God doesn't preordain wives and husbands. Are we together? If God preordains wives and husbands, it means, are we going to say the preordination is for only those found in Christ? Because some of us marry unbelievers. Some of us have looked into the church and there's nobody that will befit us. And we'll go outside. And say, God ordained that one. Yeah, God doesn't choose matchmake. Altogether. If God chooses, that's why you ladies don't allow women to wash you too much. You are the apple that is in my garden. The one which God planted himself by himself. You are the epitome of illiquacy or God. If it's illiteracy you want to say or anything, calm down. Say calm down. Calm down. Calm down. Hmm? down. Calm down. Am I saying don't serenade your wife? I mean, you... No, I teach Christ and him alone. You know? So, when I met my wife, you know, she was... I serenaded her so well. She changed my name on her phone, My Poet. I said, I just... My name on her phone is My Poet. You know, she didn't go to her. So it means I can use words. But those words, pay attention. With you, without you, I don't have a life. Oh, God. What were you doing? What were you doing before you found her? Eh? What were you doing? Were you in coma? Are we together? A lot of us are... See, a lot of us just like to be dramatic about these things. It's the one because you like people that are spiritual. He's spiritual. You like tongue-speaking, devil-casting, fire-branded man. If God chose people for people, it means that you have to be led to know who God's plan for you is. So it means that if one man on earth should miss it, every other person on earth will miss it. Because if I'm not led enough to know who God chose for me, it means that I must marry somebody else who God chose for another person. You see, everything's scatter. My brother say, led man this up, as offer. Do you understand? Once I miss it, every other person will miss it, because the person I'll marry is for somebody else. Or I'll marry the rib of somebody else. Together. So when Moses said Adam fell into a deep sleep, yeah, you see, brothers, you need to sleep. Say sleep. It's when you are sleeping, God will bring out the rib. Have you asked yourself, if you are a woman and you don't go out, you are not on social media, you don't relate with anybody, who will marry you? If you are a man, if you don't go out, you don't relate to anybody, you are not on social media, you are not on anything, where will you see woman? Only in the dream. Only in the dream. Psalm 126 will now be your watchword. Well, like them that dream. You don't step out, yeah? You have to step out. How does God lead the believer? In when they see. And when they pay attention to scriptures. There are criteria for getting married in scriptures. Must be found in Christ. Yeah? As a man, you too must be a man of one wife. Do you understand? So why are we teaching all of these things? We're trying to debunk myths in our minds. So Adam fell into a deep sleep was Moses' way of communicating that Christ will die, and upon his resurrection, the church will be what? Formed. So it means that Moses is fundamental in the teaching of scriptures. The first person to write about God's promise in the Bible was Moses. Every other writer in scriptures taught Moses. Every. Are we together? Every other writer taught from Moses. What Moses says in Genesis 1:11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass. Remember, Moses was using the story of creation to write about the story of the new creation. Did God create the heavens and the earth? Yes. Moses used the story of creation to write. That's why the Bible makes you wise unto salvation, not unto geology or history. That's why you keep asking questions. So Adam gave birth to Cain. Cain and Abel. Cain killed Abel. Who did Cain marry? Right? And who were the people that were on earth that God said he put a mark on Cain that they will not kill him? If you want to use the Bible to answer that question, you know where you hit your head? That wall. You won't find the answer in the Bible. Are we together? So scriptures are to make you wise unto salvation. So when you see, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind. Yeah, the word there after his kind, the words after his kind is a single Greek Hebrew word that is mi'in, and it speaks about reproducing after a kind. So seed is to bring forth fruit after his kind. That's verse 12. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind. So in the teaching of how God created the earth, Moses used to write about the creation of the new creation. Right? Luke 8:11 tells you that the seed is the word. Are we together? John 1:1 tells you in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. And the word was God. So, and Jesus says the word is the seed. So in the beginning was the seed. We've taught that, right? And the seed was with God, and the seed was God. So God is the chief farmer who has the seed. We dealt with that on Wednesday. Remember that teaching, right? Yeah. God is the chief agriculturist, yeah, that plants himself as the seed on the earth to bring forth much what? Harvest. Look at John 12:24. Except a corn of wheat falls to the ground, it abideth alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much more fruits. The believers. Why in the harvest? Say, I'm in the harvest. So God planted himself as the seed so that he will reap us as the harvest. Praise God. Now look at John 15. Three chapters after. John 15 verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the what? Husbandman. Not husband material, right? So I'm the true vine, and my Father together, please. Verse 2, 1, 2, 3, go. Hold on, go back there. You know, this is a scripture we used to teach that if you don't bear fruits, God will cut you off. Oh, you've never heard that teaching before? Who are you? You will come to church, you will not go for evangelism. See, God will still cut you off. Stop threatening people now. Altogether, that Greek word, take it away, was wrongly translated. The Greek word is the word airo. And it's the word to support or uplift or to raise. Are we together? I'll say it again. The word they're taken away is a single Greek word, airo. A-I-R-O, if I'm not mistaken. So, to the word they're taken away is to what? Support? Uplift? Raise? Can we say prune? Yeah, so let's replace support in that verse. So every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he what? He supports. Did you get that? If God is to be cutting every branch, how many people will remain? You just see God straight like that, you just see he's dead. If for every time God prompts you to go for evangelism and you don't go, you just see God, you just carry one cutlass and just do like this. Jesus is now holding his hand. Daddy, you're always fast. Daddy, give them more time. Remember my blood. Don't forget my blood. It was for people like that. Just God will now say, if not because. God will now look at you and say, thank your stars. It's Nigerian film that is doing us. On Friday and Saturday, we'll look at what the blood of Jesus meant and what the blood of Jesus did. The blood that saved you is not the blood that came out of his body. We're not redeemed by incorruptible things. The blood of Jesus that saved you is his spirit. Yeah? So the blood that washed you is not his blood that was shed. But we're going to teach you something again. Where did Jesus shed his blood? You know, some of us just think of Jesus as that high priest. That after he just, it is finished. And that's why he's carrying his remaining blood to just God. He said, God, see me. God, see me. No. Did God need the blood of Jesus? If God needed the blood of Jesus, listen to this carefully. If God needed the blood of Jesus, it will mean that God is not different from a herbalist. Are we together? It's herbalists that want blood shed. Yeah? The blood of Jesus was to your conscience, was to your heart, not to God. The blood of Jesus is God shedding his blood for your sake. So if God is shedding his blood for your sake, who is he shedding it to? Himself? That means God is not a loving father. Because the love of God is not a love that means God's love is selfish. Because he had to shed his blood to appease himself. Altogether. So Jesus is God in the flesh that gave himself for the forgiveness of sins for mankind. God did not need his blood. So, you know, in this part of the world, the only thing we use the blood of Jesus for is for accidents. Express road. The blood of Jesus, the blood. I covered the road in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. I covered the steering in the blood. You used to do it, right? I covered the steering with the blood of Jesus. Everybody will now say blood of Jesus. I covered the driver in the blood of Jesus. I say blood of Jesus. Akwa the road in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. You know it's because you're in Nigeria. I took a trip in the UK from Scotland to England for 10 hours. I didn't need to say a word of. I didn't need to remember God. Why? Because the drivers are good. There's speed limits. There's good road. Comfortable seats. You know what makes you remember of Jesus before the trip? He's a portal. He's portal. That's why we say something. If you don't learn God's word for what it is, when you leave this country, you'll most likely forget God. It's unfortunate that in this part of the world, we always preach God as a means to an end. A lot of people are in church today because of what they want to get this week. If you serve God, he will serve you. It's a lie. It's a lie. You can never serve God and be poor. It's a lie. See, forget all these ones we are using mic and telling us here in this part of the world. We have the principle, we have the anointing for seed. Yeah. If your money cannot meet your needs, sow it as a seed. If your this cannot do this thing, do like this. No man of God has the anointing for money multiplicity. Not one. Even Jesus himself did not have it. If Jesus had money, if Jesus had money, when they needed to feed 5,000 people, he's not supposed to be the miracle working God. He's supposed to take money and send people to the market. Are we together? So no apostle is recorded to be rich. So where did we get the anointing from? Are we together? So we are teaching this thing so that you can have your head fixed. You will serve God for who he is, not what you want to get. That which God gives to mankind is that which no other man on earth can have except believing in his work, which is what? Salvation. So if it is something another man can have on earth, it is not part of why Christ came in the flesh. Because it's an insult. Let me show you something quickly. Do you know that the Bible doesn't teach the disappearance of saints? Let me say it this way. We have looked at a lot of things from that parable in Matthew's gospel where it says, when the trumpet shall sound or when the bridegroom comes, some people will be sewing clothes. And you and your colleague, one will just disappear. Then I'll say, God, what's happening? And interesting, some of us believe that Elijah did not die. No, Enoch lived with God and he was not. God took him because he was too holy. It means that they had eternal life before Jesus came. If a man could have eternal life and start living eternal life before Jesus came, there was no need for Jesus to come. Look at Genesis 14. Genesis 4. Look at Genesis 4. Genesis 4, verse 17. Look at that carefully. Genesis 4, 17. He says, and Cain knew his wife. What does it mean to know his... What does it mean to know his wife? Is he was toasting his wife? No. What does it mean to knew his wife? There is what? How do we know? The result is there. She what? Conceived. And he builded a city. Is that Cain? Wait. Who builded the city? Oh, in case you are not sure, look at it. He built the city and called the name of the city after the name of his son. What's the name of the son of Cain? Enoch. What is Cain's son's name? Enoch. Who builded the city? Let me ask you. Who did Adam and Eve give birth to first, according to Moses? Cain and Abel, right? Now, I thought we said that what Adam did brought poverty to mankind. So if what Adam did brought poverty to mankind, yet Cain, the immediate child of Adam, who still built the city. We say Adam brought poverty to mankind. So Christ came to redeem us from poverty. We now that we have been redeemed, how many of us can build a city? I don't want to say that one because how many of us can build our house? But we are the redeemed of the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. He's just wash. He's just to blackmail us. Let me say this, but it's the truth. God doesn't care about all aspects of your life. That's why in the quest of teaching God's love, we say a lot of erroneous things. He tells me the clothes to wear every day. Have you not thought about it? How come they don't do color blocking? So Holy Spirit knows fashion sense too. Yeah, just being emotional. So God cares if you support PDP. God sends you to support Chelsea. Wait, I'm a child of God. You're a child of God. You're supporting Arsenal. I'm supporting Chelsea. Chelsea beat Arsenal. You know Arsenal cannot beat Chelsea. Chelsea beat Arsenal. I mean. Let me say it again. I'm a Chelsea fan. You're an Arsenal fan. I'm not an Arsenal fan. I'm a fan of the gospel.
Hooray!
Chelsea, Arsenal, they are playing match. Both of us are praying to God. Why? If God cares about the team you support, every match should be a draw. Because every team has a Christian supporting them. Every team has a Christian supporting them. Forget all this, what we super eagles always do. We come and kneel down at the circle of the fire, hold our hand, and somebody will tell you that we're praying in Jesus' name. They'll still flog you. The most important aspect of your life to God is the aspect that deals about what? The work of replenishing the earth, which is doing the work of ministry. See, you don't need to ask God before you pick a job. You know the job will not allow you to come for midweek service. You know the job will not allow you to come on Sunday. You know the job will allow you to work on Sunday. I say, God, is this your will? Which will? If believers can read scriptures, 80% of what they are looking for to be led about is already in the scriptures. Are we together? So, either you are a tenant or you're a landlord. Yeah? God doesn't send all those ones. But the plans he has for you, they are good and not of evil. To bring it to an expected, was it you they were talking to? Yeah? Where did they write it? Jerry. So when Jeremiah was writing, he had Esther Willie in mind. There's a daughter of mine that will come later. Don't stone me yet. Let me end with this. God is loving. Cain knew his wife and bore a city. So, because Cain, the immediate child, would be the full city and to name the city after his son. Now, see where I'm going to. Look at verse 18. And unto Enoch was born Irad. And Irad begat what? Mehujael. And Mehujael begat who? Methuselah. Right? And Methuselah begat who? Lamech. Now let me help you a little. The word Methuselah is a Hebrew word that means when he dies, it shall happen. The word Methuselah is the Hebrew word, yeah, that means when he dies, it shall happen. Now, go to Genesis 5:21. When he dies, it shall happen. Remember, we first saw Methuselah in Genesis 4. Is that true? Genesis 4, right? After Cain, Enoch, Irad, Mahujah, whatever, continue like that. See what Moses now tells in Genesis 5:21. Enoch lived 65 years and begat who? Methuselah. So who was the father of Methuselah? Who was the father of Methuselah? Enoch, right? Look at the next verse. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. Look at 23. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. This makes you know that they knew that Enoch died. Are we here? Are we here? They said Moses makes you see that all the days of Enoch was 365 years. Keep reading. Look at 24. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Look at 26, 25. And Methuselah lived 187 years. So is that 187? So, and he begat who? Lamech. So how old was Methuselah when he begat Lamech? 187. Write it down in your notes. 187. Look at 26. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782. And begat sons and daughters. Look at verse 27. And all the days of Methuselah were 969. Write that down somewhere in your notes. Now, the question is this. Look at 28. And Lamech lived 182. Let me ask you a question. Who was the father of Lamech? Methuselah. How old was Methuselah when he gave birth to Lamech? How old was Lamech when he begat a son? So at this time when Lamech begat a son, how old would Methuselah be? You would just do when Lamech was born. 187. And how old Lamech is? 182. Add it together. What's the answer? 369. Hold on. Look at 29. And he called his name Noah. So it means that Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah. How old was Methuselah when Lamech gave birth to Noah? 369, right? Now look at Genesis chapter 7 quickly. Genesis 7 verse 6. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. Let me ask you a question. How old did Methuselah die? 969. How old was Methuselah when Lamech gave birth to Noah? How many years did Noah live for before the flood came? 600. Yeah? So 600 plus 369 is what? So can you see why Methuselah lived for 969 years? You see, it's not mysterious. Now, remember, I asked you to write something. Now, what does Methuselah mean? When he dies, he shall happen. So what was going to happen when Methuselah dies? The flood. Did Enoch have faith in the promise of God? Look at Hebrews 11. Look at Hebrews 11. So it was when Methuselah died that the flood happened. So it means that Enoch from time knew what was going to happen and gave the name of his son to be when he died it will happen. Yeah? Who sent the flood? And some of us say it's God. That because, you know, sons of men were sleeping with daughters of angels. How do you say it? Sons of God were sleeping with daughters of men and they were giving birth to giants. So God wanted the universe to just wipe off, remain only Noah's lineage that was clean. No. If that was God's plan, where did Goliath come from? Where did the Anakim, where did they come from? God did not wipe them well. Have they run into the ark? Are you together? So when Moses now says that the number of man, or the number of days that man shall live for is 120, is he saying that mankind, when you lose 120, that's your cap? Did Noah and his children not live more than 120? Do you understand? God wasn't saying that the earth, mankind, the highest you will live is 20. Are there people who have lived over 120 now? Yes. They are now. There are people that are still alive that are over 120. Are we together? So it means that, now recall, Methuselah means when he dies, something shall happen. What was going to happen? The flood. So it means that Enoch knew ahead of time. But Enoch died 300 and something years. Recall that. Yeah. Look at Hebrews 11. I thought you were there already. Hebrews 11, verse 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God justifying of his gift, and by being dead yet speaketh. Verse 5. By faith, Enoch was what? Translated that he should not see death. Yeah? You don't stop there. Are we together? You don't stop where? Remember, Moses makes you see that all the days of Noah was 306 something years. Who wrote about Enoch's story? Moses. Why do you suppose Moses wrote that way? Moses chose that character to teach about Christ and teach about the resurrection of the saints. Are we here? Do you know how we know? Look at the next verse. Look, okay, hold on. Look at verse 5. Because God had translated him, for before his translation, he had a testimony that he pleased God. Could that be that he believed in the message of God's promise? And how do we know he did? He gave his son Methuselah. Do you understand? So ahead of time, what you call word of wisdom. Ahead of time, he will know what will happen. Yet in the real sense, he believed a message, the message of the gospel. That's why Hebrew now tells you by faith. Look at verse 6. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Verse 7. But by faith, Noah being warned of God, of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. So what did God do in Noah's story? He pre-informed Noah and gave Noah an instruction concerning what was going to happen. Are we here? Look at verse 8. Abraham, when he was called to go out of a place which he should after receive an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out and not knowing whither he went. Verse 9. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the promise. Verse 10. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Could you say he looked forward to promised land? Could you say he looked forward to promised land? But what promised land? The promised land of the saints. You see, the land flowing with milk and honey is the land of God, which is the complete. That's why Hebrews 12 now tells you, for we have come to what? Zion, the city of the living God. Now look at the next verse, verse 11. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. Look at verse 12. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the skies in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. Now look at verse 13. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Now, these all died. Did he say except Enoch? Did he say except Enoch? Was Enoch's name mentioned? Was Enoch's name mentioned before these all died? So did Enoch die? Are we together? He died. So it was the writings of Moses that made Enoch's story to look that way, to communicate what the resurrection of the saints will look like. That's why you see Paul. Look at Paul in 1 Thessalonians. Are we together? So he will not say Enoch died, but you say Enoch was not. Same thing with the believer. Beautiful. So look at 4:13 then. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. Is that Adelphos? Adelphos? Brethren, which we looked at this morning. Adelphos from the same what? Womb. Womb of the what? Spirit. So I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. So can you see the word there? Now, the word asleep, is it dead? Is that what it means? Can you see how Paul uses the word sleep like Moses in Genesis? Adam fell into a deep sleep. Are we together? So Adam fell into a deep sleep. In the real sense, it is that he died. Right? So, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope. Look at verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep. Are we together? Which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him? Verse 15. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Yeah? Verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Where is the Lord? In the believer. Where is the Lord? Christ in you, the hope of... Okay? So where is the Lord? In the believer. So is God coming from a different planet? Don't be too quick to answer. What you call the second coming? Matthew 28 says that, lo, I am with you always to the end of the earth. So, the second coming, is it God, Jesus coming from a different planet? And with the trump of God, is he saying God has a trumpet? You know, we grew up believing a lot of very interesting things. You know, when the trumpet shall sound. So how did the trumpet get to heaven? Sonny made it here and Angel Gabriel, go and pick your own. We now go to musical store. Say, give me the best. You know who is blowing it? It's God. We grew up. He now says, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Look at verse 17. Then we which are alive to remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now look at verse 18. Let's read together. Wherefore? 1, 2, 3, go. Wherefore? Comfort one another with this word. So it means that the teaching of the resurrection of the saints is something that should bring comfort to the believer. For we are not like them who have no hope. Look at Romans 8. Romans 8:28. Let's read that quickly. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Is he saying all things on earth? It can't be now. Even when you steal, even when you lie. And we know that all things work together for good. Remember, when you read in scriptures and you see all things, you must read it in context. For instance, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You read what? In context. Paul did not say make that your confession when you are going for a job interview. Yeah? I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. God, no believer on earth can do everything. Not one. Not one. If you really can, airport is not far. Just go there to the runway and just be running. What are you doing, my brother? I'm about to take off. If you were in a car, if you were in a plane, look, I always say, you're in a plane. The pilot just says, ladies and gentlemen, did I say men's? I'm sorry. What I'm trying to say took me on arrest. Ladies and gentlemen, fasten your seatbelt for about to take off. But there is something important I want you to know this morning, and you know the way they used to speak, especially the Nigerian ones. And so I said, oh God, what are you saying? You just hear his destination. You just hear altitude. Yeah? So, ladies and gentlemen, I haven't been to a piloting school before, but I know that my pastor teaches me that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the trip as we get from Abuja to Lagos. What will you do? You won't lose your... You know, if you lived in Lagos, yeah, when you're in the bus going to the station, driver, you just tell the driver, Owa. Owa is the Greek way of saying there's a stop. What do? You jump down from the plane. But I thought, and imagine if that is pastor as your pastor. Why are you jumping? If I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, do well to relax and watch this beautiful, wonderful experience. For you see, and it starts with utterance. For you see, the destination... Oh, God, you jump out. Are we together? No, I was trying to teach this thing to somebody 3 years or 4 years ago. And look at how, you know, we can be so corny in our trying to defend what we believe. I treated the moment to the person. The person yet he did not know. I said, okay, can you go to the top of the 10-story building and jump? He said, yes, I can. But we like, no, I will not. I said, you like play. So what I'm trying to teach is that I can do it, but I will not do it. It's my choice to do it. Oh yeah, can you fly? But I will not. So the point is this, right? I can do all things through Christ me. Yeah? What is he talking about? He had already explained how he was hungry sometimes. He was full sometimes. He was trying to say that he doesn't derive his strength from what he eats or what he doesn't have to eat. He derives his strength in Christ, in him, the hope of glory. So, all we know all things work together for good to them who are called according to his purpose. Read in context. What are the all things? Verse 29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did what? Predestinate. That's all things. Yeah? To be conformed to the image of his son. Is that Christ? Yeah? That he might be the what? Firstborn amongst many what? Adelphos. So Christ is the first begotten from the dead. So John 3:16 will say, for God so loved the world that gave his only begotten. In the real sense, Christ is now the first begotten. Because in the pattern of his resurrection, the believer will rise again. Altogether. So that we might be the firstborn amongst many brethren. Look at 13. Predestinate them he also what? Called. Whom he called he what? Whom he justified he what? Glorified. Look at verse 31. What shall we say then to what? All these things. So what are the all these things that work together for our good? The call, the justification, the glorification, all together. Yeah, those are working together for the good of the believer. Yeah, of the works, or they have worked. Yeah, he now says, if God be for us, who can be against us? 32. He that spared not his own son. Hello? He spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all? What did the all things be? The context of what he has been talking about. Being called, being justified, being glorified, and all of that. Is he saying all things on earth? How many of you that everything you have asked, you have prayed about, you've gotten? Remember that teaching? Ask, and you shall be given. Seek, shall find. Knock. Yeah? What is the good thing that God gives? The Spirit. Right? Yeah? We are not too small to know that it's not everything we've prayed for that we've gotten. So freely give us all things will be in context of the calling, the justification, the glorification he had mentioned from verse 28. Now look at verse 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God who justifies. 34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God. We'll look at the right hand of God again also on Friday. What is the right hand of God? It's not the right hand side of where God is standing. No. God is not sitting on a throne and Jesus is at the right hand side. No. The person sitting on the throne is the person at the right hand side, which is who? Jesus, which is God. We'll pay attention to it on Sunday. I'll look at the right hand of God and look at it as and look at it from scriptures as about the ascension into the hearts of men. Who is even at the right hand of God? Who also maketh intercession for us? He's not saying Christ is praying for you. No, Hebrew makes you see that he who lives forever is the one making intercession for us. So his living is the intercession for the believer. Jesus is not praying to God. Are we together? If we recall from Romans chapter 8, verse 26, likewise, look at 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought to. But the Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. This is what we use for speaking in tongues, right? Abby? Yeah. No, that thing you cannot say in English. Say it in tongues. Yeah? For the Spirit helpeth your infirmity. What is your infirmity? Your infirmity is the fact that you don't have sufficient English. You should lay your hands on that teaching on that Investigating Scriptures series. What? Series 2, right? You look at that. So, the Spirit helpeth our infirmity speaks about the weakness of the flesh, right? For we know not what we should pray. The word there pray is not prayer points. Yeah? The word there pray is not prayer points. But the Spirit itself, himself, it cannot be itself, maketh intercession for us. What is the intercession? And the fact that he is alive forever. Are we together? You know, today's teaching, if you notice, I went to different places. Yeah. Are we together? You know, I always do this when we have seminar. Yeah, I went to different places. Don't worry, we'll meet at the end. Yeah? So, the Spirit making intercession for... He's not saying, when he say, that's the Spirit groaning. Dear believer, groan. You don't know what to say. You are groaning. Onga. He says... The Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. This thing, when you do, are you not uttering something? When you do, you think, I'm fulfilling Romans 8:26. Are you not uttering something? He says, which cannot be uttered. You see, it's not prayer. Go back to 34. Look at 34. Look at 35. He now says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? No. Shall distress, persecution, famine, or nakedness, or sword? 36. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. He now says in verse 37, he now says, nay, in all these things we are what? More than conquerors through him that loved us. 38. Now says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things to come, 39, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to what? Separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. You know what he's saying? He's saying that because Christ is the husband who cleaves to the wife, right? Remember, Adam was to cleave to his wife. Adam is Christ. The wife is the church. So Christ is the one that cleaves to the wife. Yeah? John 10:28. Yeah? The Father which gave them to me is greater than all, and none shall pluck them from my hands. Why? You are not cleaving unto God. It's God that's cleaving unto you. That's important to note. Yeah? No believer can ever be lost. No believer can ever be unsaved. No matter what you say with your mouth, it's not strong enough. The only time a believer can be unsaved is when he was the one holding on to God. But the moment God is holding on to you, remember that teaching? There's what you call covalent bond, electrovalent bond. And we have what? The God valent. The God valent bond, initiated by God, practiced by God, kept till eternity by God. Are we together? So, what is Paul teaching? Nothing can separate the believer from Christ. Why? Because it is Christ that is the image or the Adam that cleaves to the church. Let me say it this way. Christ is the seed that brings forth much harvest. So the moment you become a member of the harvest which the seed produces, what happens? You are there forever. The worst that can happen is he take it away. What is take it away? What is take it away? Oh, he supports or he lifts. Are we here? Are we going to? Let's end in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. What did the blood of Jesus do? What is the proof that he's alive forever? Is it the empty tomb? You know, some of us, we put cross on our neck. And we put cross on our neck, right? I don't even know. Some of us, we put cross on our neck with Jesus and one leg up like this. You're laughing. It's in your room. Yeah? The proof of what Jesus has done is not in the cross. Wait, let me ask you a question. Was it only Jesus that was on the cross when he was crucified? So how do you know who is on your neck? How do you know he's on your neck? The one in the middle. It means that for you to be the one in the middle, you must join the three of them together. As I just walk in like Obi Kubana. The proof of his resurrection is not even the empty tomb. Are we together? There are men who have been buried and they stole their body from their tomb. Is their tomb not empty? Are we together? So if you want to do that one for a sign, what do? You go and build a tomb on your neck. And you just ask the carpenter, is it carpenter? Be welder, be whoever will design it, to put door that will be open. you just had to give you one button. As you're just walking, you just press the button, the door will just open. You see, the tomb is empty. What is the proof that you are laughing? What is the proof that he's alive? He's in me forever. Nothing can separate me. Nothing can separate me. His blood is the glue that binds me together with him. I just spoke figuratively. What should your mind not go to? The one that came out from his body. Let me ask you a question. Let me not say what I want to say. Yeah? What is his blood that is the bond? It is the Spirit. The Spirit is an everlasting Spirit. So it means that anybody that the Spirit cleaves onto is forever. So Paul teaches that what can separate us? What can separate us? Nothing. Look at chapter 5, verse 17. In chapter 3, he already told us that we walk by faith. Are we together? Are we together? Yes. Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. He's not saying, you know, I see that there's a car behind, but I'm not seeing it. So the faith is that. No. Walk by faith is not a general use of Bible verse used by Paul in 2 Corinthians. He has been talking about the resurrection of the saints. So he's saying, as we are right now, we look forward to the resurrection of the saints by faith, even though we don't see it as it is right now. So we walk by faith, not by what we see. Did you get that? He's not saying, I'll get that job by faith. I don't see myself as qualified. He's about what he say a lot of times. You know, I always tell you something, eh? If you were to be the CEO of the company you are applying for, and you see your CV, will you employ yourself? Think about it. You know, if you were to be the CEO, so a lot of prayers we are praying, touch their heart. If we don't know of a company, you need a manager to manage the affairs of your company. The person that now came is a man full of faith, but he has not done any experience before. He hasn't worked anywhere before. He has maybe only secondary school sat. And you have a company like NNPC. So can you see, if you can put yourself in the position of some bosses, some jobs you will not apply for. See, therefore, if any man be in Christ is a new creature, all things are passed away. It says, behold, all things have become new. All things have become new. Look at verse 18. It says, and all things are of God, which hath reconciled us to himself, by who? Jesus Christ. And hath given to us the ministry of what? Reconciliation. Are we together? So, look at it this way. We are male and female, found in the image of God, which is Christ, and we are asked to what? Be fruitful and what? Multiply and replenish the earth. That's just teaching about replenishing the earth. Yeah? So, he has given us the ministry of reconciliation to point people to the great light. To wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the what? Word. What's the word? Their word. The message of what? Reconciliation. Are we together? Look at verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye what? Reconciled. Be ye reconciled to God. Verse 21. Who knew no sin? Hallelujah. Who knew no sin? Right? That we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. When you now read 3-4 chapters after this, he will tell you, God who is rich became what? Poor, that we might be what? Rich. What is poverty? He who knew no sin was made sin. What's the riches? That we might be the righteousness. All together. Remember we said something. Yeah, Jesus was never rich on earth. Never. So when did he become poor? No record shows that Jesus did give away with his house materials. Did he do give away? Did Jesus do give away? Let's know if you partook of it now. He didn't do give away. So it means that the poverty is the poverty of taking up sin in the flesh. What is the riches? Whoever believes in him. Right? Whoever believes in him shall never perish, but have everlasting life. Whoever believes in him is part of his Eve. Whoever believes in him is part of the Eve that the Adam, which is Christ, cleaves unto. Say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Say, my sins are forgiven. Say, I'm holy, blameless. Say, I'm accepted in the beloved. Say, I'm accepted in the beloved. Say, I'm a new man in Christ. Say, I walk in this reality. My sins forgiven. He lives in me forever. He lives in me forever. He lives in me forever. Glory to God. You see, let me end here. The ascension of Jesus is not into the skies, not the clouds. His ascension is into your heart. Are we together? I said again, the ascension of Jesus was not into the skies, into the sky or the clouds. His ascension was into the heart of the believer. I'll say it one more time. The ascension of Jesus, we'll look at that on Sunday next week, after dealing with the crucifixion, the resurrection, the burial, you know, and the resurrection, by extension, the ascension. So the resurrection of Christ, right, is to an end that he lives in us. That is his ascension. That's why it says, in a little while you will not see me. In a little while you will see me because I go. You don't see someone because he goes. You see someone because he comes. So his going is his what? Coming. Or his going is to bring multiple harvests into his farmland. Glory to God. See, the heavenly Jerusalem is God's farmland. Where people who are members of that land will have a possession. What is possession? We have the possession of the Spirit. We have the indwelling of the Spirit. We are part of the harvest from the seed that was sown. We're part of the church that came that came about from the resurrection. Say, I'm a member of God's Jerusalem. Say it again. Say, I'm a member of God's Jerusalem. God will never say he didn't know me. God will never say he doesn't know me. Why? Why? Say that why? Say why? Because I have the seal of the Holy Ghost. I have the seal of the Holy Ghost. Ephesians 1:13, in whom you trusted. After that, you heard the word of truth, we're sealed with the Holy Ghost of promise, which is an inheritance, right? Of the purchased possession. So the proof that God is alive, look at the believer. Are we together? The proof that your sins are forgiven, look at his resurrection. By extension, his indwelling. The resurrected King has resurrected me. In his name I come alive to declare his victory. The resurrected King has resurrected me. By his spirit I rose from the... Let's rise on our feet as we end service this morning. The resurrected King has resurrected...